welcome. We are the Babes, Beth, Diana, Erica, and Terry. Sit back and get ready to laugh until you cry. Okay, I just have to bring this up. Now, I don't want to admit that I was actually in the McDonald's drive-thru.
Yes. No.
I know. It's usually not where I... It's my daughter's fault. It's all her fault, right?
Of course.
Oh, of course.
Cheerleader did it. Okay.
But what struck me as I was there was a little plaque next to the drive-thru that said Uber Eats.
I saw that, too.
And I was like...
You went to McDonald's?
Shh. Oh, go ahead, Terry.
Listen, the two healthiest ones have both been to McDonald's.
Well, you know, there's a few things.
I'll run by there for a quick Egg McMuffin because they serve them all day long. Because if I've had a really hard workout at the gym, I want to hit the protein hard. And with the egg and the cheese and the ham, it's protein. And that's my go-to if I'm in a rush.
Okay. But I couldn't believe that you could actually pay somebody to go to the fast food restaurant, grab the food for you, and bring it back. I mean, like, seriously, you can't get yourself out of a chair to go if you're going to eat unhealthy foods.
So you can go in your pajamas to a drive-thru.
Right.
So when you have something delivered to your house, you can just wear a bathrobe.
Oh, well, but that's not appropriate. No. No.
Why not?
We're not doing... This is a PG-rated show, right?
I didn't say naked. I said bathrobe.
Okay, so Uber, you can hire an Uber driver to go to McDonald's and get you a Big Mac and fries and a Diet Coke and bring it home to you because you're busy binge-watching Outlander and you don't want to leave your couch. So this is like a whole new twist on Meals on Wheels.
And how much does this cost? So does it cost more than the McDonald's
to
have it delivered?
Because you have to pay the guy who drives there, gets the food, and brings it to you.
But wait.
So it becomes a very expensive order.
So McDonald's becomes
fries.
Gourmet.
Well, let me tell you this about that.
According to the price.
They do serve French fries. But they're they're only good if they're in your lap or they're in the passenger seat next to you, hot and good and salty, and you have them eaten halfway before you get them home. That's the only time they're good.
Do they carry a warmer?
I do love McDonald's fries the best. I do.
In-N-Out are the best.
Well,
excuse me.
Not too.
Well,
me.
So you could have Uber bring you
McDonald's fries with extra
In-N-Out
salt.
In-N-Out fries.
Yeah. Or McDonald's fries and In-N-Out fries, and then I can see which one I like the best.
Oh. But the whole idea is we're trying to get healthier, we're trying to eat better, we're trying to exercise
then you
and
order
move.
A Happy Meal with sliced apples, okay?
But listen, when I worked at that kiosk at Tivoli Village, what's that been, 3-4 years ago? It's been
at
a long time. They just came out with a thing called Postmates, and it's an app on your phone. And I was at the kiosk. I couldn't leave. I was there 10 hours a day.
Right.
You could just go to the bathroom and come back. And I thought, I'll try this, because they were passing around the cards at Tivoli Village. And they did the same thing back then. I don't know why everybody thinks Uber Eats is new. Because
it's what they're delivering with Uber Eats.
Could you order McDonald's
from that guy?
I don't know what I ordered, but I sent him to get me fast food. Of course. What else was I eating then?
Oh, that's true.
What, do you think I ordered vegetables? Come on now. Who are you talking to?
No. It just makes you wonder if we're not just encouraging people to not get up and move.
What I want to say about that is...
The door's open. Come on in.
To our listeners.
I'm here on the couch with my remote.
To our listeners.
Could you get me a napkin?
If you've never seen the movie WALL-E, this is exactly what we're talking about.
I haven't.
You never leave the couch. You turn into a blob. Everything is brought to you. Everything is automated and motorized, and you turn into a spineless, boneless blob.
You saw that science fiction movie where all they are brains sitting on a pedestal?
Yeah, but the brains are getting smaller because people are letting the machines make all the decisions.
Well, they had no bodies.
But there's some people that can't get out. There's a ton of people.
You are such a bleeding heart. This isn't for those people. This is for lazy people who are binge-watching their favorite shows on TV, and they're too lazy to get their butts off
the couch
and even get in the car and go get something to eat.
But you don't know.
But it's expensive. An old person that can't get out.
That's right.
It's too expensive for them to order this.
How do you know that?
Because Terry said so.
No. But there are fixed incomes. Now, if you're home and you're sick and you can't get out and there's no one to bring
you
food.
It's a good thing.
But they shouldn't be bringing you McDonald's. They
chicken
should
soup,
be,
maybe.
Chicken soup.
But,
okay. Healthy foods.
But, right. but it's up to the person what they want to eat. It's just the service is nice. It's
something
your food
tells
brings you
me
home.
That this is a service that Beth would be interested in. From home. Getting a pizza
to the
delivered
studio.
Is one thing, okay?
At the studio,
when you live in New
yes.
York, having Chinese delivered is something
not
else.
Not at home. I would not order something like that at home unless I was really sick.
At
I would.
At the studio.
Yeah, but then you shouldn't be eating fast food if you're really sick.
But why do you guys have a problem that they do fast food as well as restaurants? I don't
Never
understand.
Mind. You're missing the whole
Never
point.
Mind. Never mind.
All right. I think we should just...
I think we need to move on.
I think we need to go order some food.
Okay.
Okay.
Previously, on an episode of 47 Years Later, Sandy Johnson's sister Janice had awakened from a coma brought on by an accident in 1970. As you may recall, Janice absolutely freaked out when she saw Sandy's Lamborghini, especially when the doors opened up like a bird's wings in flight. The girls are leaving the hospital and traveling to their parents' home, where they both lived as children. The sights and sounds of 2017 are astonishing to Janice.
Wow. Just looking out the window is freaky. All the cars are so weird. Nice, but weird. And most of them are the same color and almost the same style. What happened to the Volkswagen Beetles and the Volkswagen buses and the Ford Pintos? I remember Dad's old Hudson Jet. I loved that car. And this car of yours is crazy. What did you call it? A lamb or something? The seats are so comfortable, and it looks like space age. How much bread did you fork out for this?
Bread?
Yeah, you know, money. Don't they say that anymore?
No, that's funny. I forgot about using that term. To answer your question, I own a very successful company, so I can afford to spend a little more than most people. Actually, this car was $454,000.
What? Cut it out. Don't mess with me just because I've been unconscious for 47 years. $454,000 for a car? That's impossible. Heck, a big house would cost only about $35,000.
Oh, God, that's the cost of an average car these days.
What? Oh, well, this is such a trip, man. Oh, and look at that big billboard. Well, it keeps changing, just like the TV would do if the channels could change without us getting up to turn the knob. How do they do that outside? How do they plug it in? Oh, don't they use paint or paper on billboards anymore?
I promise, Jan, I will teach you about all of the changes in the world since 1970. It's hard to realize how different it must be for you, but we'll get to everything. We'll be home in a little while, just like old times, both of us in that old house on Keating Avenue. Wow, it's been a long time.
Well, not for me. Feels like I just got out of bed there yesterday.
Hey, Jan, before we go any further, I have to stop for gas. Let's pull into this Shell station.
Oh, well, at least there's one thing that's still the same. But wait, are those gas pumps? Oh, they look weird. And what does that 257 mean? And why do the pumps say regular, premium, supreme, and diesel? What is all this? Where's the ethyl?
Those are the different grades of gasoline. Everything's going to look weird to you, and 257 means the price for regular is $2.57 a gallon. Actually, that's good. A few years ago, it was around $4 a gallon.
What? For gas? I can fill up my Firebird for $5.
Not anymore. And who is this Ethel you're talking about?
You know, fill it up with Ethel. It's better gas.
God, I forgot about that. Nah, no more Ethel. I haven't heard that term in years and years. Just stay where you are. It'll only take me a minute.
Where are you going?
Well, I'm getting out to pump the gas.
Where are the guys?
What guys?
Well, the gas station attendants. You know, the cute guys that pump your gas, check your oil, wash your windows. You know, those guys. I always got gas at the stations with the cutest guys.
No more, baby. It's all self-serve.
Self-what?
Self-serve. Nowadays, you have to pump your own gas, clean your own windshields, check your tires, and some stations even charge if you want to put air in your tires.
What?
Nobody checks your oil unless you do it at home or have a mechanic do it when you take your car in. Mm. Gee, you're making me think back to how nice some things were back then. I guess I'll have to teach you how to do all this, too. Come to think of it, it. I do miss those cute gas station attendants.
Sandy finished pumping the gas, and the girls were back on the road once again.
By the way, where do you live? I've been so overwhelmed, I haven't even asked what your life has been like all these years.
Well, gee, how do I recap my life? I'll go into detail later, but I was married, not anymore. You have a nephew, my son David in the Air Force, whose twin daughters, Mia and Cammy, live with me.
Wait. I have a nephew and great nieces?
Yeah, and my daughter, your niece Julie. I'll tell you all about everyone in their lives later, but as you can see, we're at Mom's driveway, and here she comes out the door now.
Oh, Janice, you're back! You're awake! You're alive! Oh my God, baby, let me hug you!
The three women hugged and walked into the house, sat in the living room, reminisced, and began to tell Janice all about the family and what's happened over the years. After hours of talking, laughing, crying, and hugging, they decided to relax for a while and watch some of Janice's favorite old shows on television.
I still don't believe that great, big, flat, skinny, square thing is a TV. Can we turn it on? Where are the knobs? You know, for the on and off and the channels? Where are the rabbit ears? Oh, I want to see Bewitched. No, Beverly Hillbillies. Or Hawaii 5-0. No, Hogan's Heroes. Brady Bunch. My Three Sons. Wait. How about Gunsmoke or Bonanza? Or maybe the Jetsons. I love the Jetsons. Elroy and Astro crack me up every time. No. Star Trek. Are any of those still on, Mom? I keep forgetting I've been unconscious so long.
Don't worry, honey. We can bring them up on demand.
What? Oh, let me do it. Hey, TV. Give me Star Trek. Now, TV, do it. I demand it.
Janice, you just can't yell at the TV, dear.
Was I too loud? Oh, I'm sorry, TV. Mr. TV, would you please turn on Star Trek? Nothing's happening. I demanded that the TV play Star Trek, and it won't do it. Doesn't the TV like me? What's happening?
Oh, you have to use the remote, dear, and do a search before it comes up.
Search? Search? Do we have to look outside? Well, search where? Does it hide in the TV and you have to find it or something? Oh, this is too much for me. Mom, do you have any Dr. Pepper? Please tell me they still make Dr. Pepper. I can't take it if that's gone too.
I'll show you how to find your shows, Jan. Gee, Sandy, this is fun teaching someone technology. At my age, I'm usually the one who is clueless. Yes, I do have Dr. Pepper for you, honey. Just sit there and relax. I'll get the sodas. Sandy, please find Star Trek on TV for your little sister, and I'll start making your favorite grilled cheese sandwiches.
Okay, Mom. Hey, Jan, while I'm searching for Star Trek and Mom's making lunch, why don't you go into your room and look around? Mom and Dad haven't changed a thing. It's just as you left it.
Janice really has a lot to learn about life since 1970, her old friends, and her growing family. Tune in again for more adventures of Janice and Sandy 47 years later.
Okay, we have to tell you something. Last Wednesday...
We're confessing.
Last Wednesday, we did something without you, but I don't think you would have wanted to do it anyway.
Probably not. And it was very impromptu.
It wasn't premeditated.
Or we didn't make a plan to do it. It just sort of happened.
Last Wednesday, I was sitting home probably on the couch, or I don't know what I was doing, and my phone rang, and it was Erica. And Erica said, I want Rob to go, but he won't. Where do you want to go?
He can't.
She said, I want to drive to State Line and get lottery tickets.
So we did. It was a really big lottery.
It was a really big lottery.
Nobody on this side of the country won.
But
a
we
piece
did.
Of.
And you know what? And we stood in line. You guys are going to laugh. We stood in line for two hours.
Did you pass out cards?
Yes. I did to that one
you
lady.
You should have stood in line
no,
with
did it.
Your,
playing our show.
Did with
I,
your
I did.
You should have stood
oh,
in line
with
our
Oh, we didn't think to bring our
That lady you were talking to.
Oh, did you give her a card?
I did give her a card.
Oh, okay. I don't remember. Well, it's something that we did.
She
I've
didn't
learned
pass out
it was
cards.
A very valuable thing to
Is
do.
Is that your first time?
It was fun.
It was the first time I've ever stood on line for 2 hours for anything.
Wow.
And you know, after my hip replacement mm-hmm. and broken leg, mm-hmm. I actually was able to stand on line.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. I after an hour, I had to sit down for 3 minutes, I have to admit. But after that, I was fine, and we stood up for another hour or so.
Inside. So, yeah. You know, we decided we didn't think you'd feel too bad you didn't get invited because we were standing for 3 hours.
It was
I was dying
stupid
the next
thing to
day.
Do, but we did it. It was an adventure.
It was an adventure.
And then we
well,
said, okay, we're thing. Hungry, right?
Oh, yeah, but here's thing? The thing. No, okay. I really wanted to go to Whiskey Pete's. Okay. Or
because
Buffalo
there's gambling
Bills,
there.
Because I
Surprise.
Wanted to play a little.
Oh, yeah.
Did
yeah.
she take me there? No. Where did you take
tired.
Me?
Tired. Well,
sorry.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Harry we, was there.
I was. What we no. should have done was drive to Baker, so we wouldn't have had to wait that long online,
oh.
and we just could have driven.
But
the
that
extra
would have been 40 minutes each way.
I know, but it's much more pleasant to sit in the car.
Now,
and
no,
talk.
What you need to do is turn around, and go the other way, and go to Arizona. That's
I'll tell
the
you
best.
Why you
kept secret. Why not?
I'll tell you why. Because, and my husband taught me this, if you win the uh-huh. lottery in Arizona, not only is there a federal tax, but there is a state tax. If you win the lottery in California, there is no state tax.
Ooh, I didn't. But there is state income
so,
tax in California.
Not No, there's no state tax on winning the lottery in
oh,
California.
Well, we did not know that.
And there is state tax in winning the lottery in Arizona. So if you did win the $450 million, which we did not, but if we did win, we would have had to pay a lot more taxes.
Do you want to hear the funniest thing? I haven't even
on
checked my tickets
win.
Yet.
Right.
I forgot to check my
well,
tickets.
Well, I didn't check
no,
my tickets
no,
yet.
Yeah, they've already, you didn't win.
Well, but, you didn't win the big one.
Powerball
we
and
have
Mega
won
Millions?
Something.
I could have won something. I didn't
you
check
won
yet.
Something.
I forgot.
Well, if you guys
hey,
won
I won $5
can you get
on Scratchers,
please.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I said if I won the big money, the $400 million, I was going to take us all on a cruise to Alaska.
Oh.
Well, no, or was it Hawaii? I can't remember.
That's when we started talking about babes take a vacation together.
Right.
Well, we had to talk about something in line.
Well, we would have to schlep the microphones and the soundboard because we couldn't have gone all that time and not do the show. There'd be ukuleles playing in the background.
It would be a video.
Or you could hear sled dog.
Okay. Who's been to Hawaii? Anybody?
Yeah.
Who's what? Have you been to Hawaii?
Oh, yes. God, yes.
Everybody but me.
Everybody but you? What about
Alaska? It was my layover. I landed and then went to Australia.
Well, yeah. Excuse
but
me.
Didn't have time for Hawaii.
Crikey, I only went to Australia.
We'll have to go to Hawaii someday just so that Terry can go.
Okay. Babes in Hawaii would be fun.
We could do
yes,
that.
Yes, it would be.
I think that would be fun. I also mentioned Babes in Alaska, but what did you say? Oh, you said that
you
Grady wants to go,
Grady
so it would have to be
go.
A husband's trip, and I don't know if we'd want to do that. You can't see Terry's face right now, but I think the answer is no.
No offense, guys.
My husband takes
we just want to do a girl's thing.
Friends.
No offense,
yeah,
guys.
He does a sky
trip.
We need a babe's trip.
Right. And he's told me that he's totally cool with me doing a girl's trip.
Yeah.
So let's do it. So we should do that.
Yeah.
There
okay.
we go. Hawaii it is.
Right. Hawaii it is.
Hawaii okay. it is. We made a major
Aloha,
decision.
Aloha, babes.
Woo!
Those boring hospital soap operas when you can spend your time with the babes in Voiceland. After all, laughter is the best medicine. Be sure to subscribe so you can get your weekly dose of hilarity.
Don't touch that dial. We're not done yet. Outtakes coming up next.
Well, let's do it because
do
something
it again,
hit the
I
table.
Dropped,
okay.
I dropped something.
Something hit the table. So let's go back to
was
what?
I too loud?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? You should go back to the what. Because you ran Hey TV together. Say what? Oh, let me do it. Hey TV.
I
give me Star Trek. Now TV.
Okay.
Yep.
Where are we going?
Back up
back to
what?
What?
Oh, let me do it.
Oh, okay.
What?
Okay.
Beverly Hillbillies.
Ooh.